Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're going to talk to Bill. Now, Bill's from Men's Table. We had you in last year. Just give us, for those people that didn't hear last year's interview, tell us just quickly what the Men's Table is all about, plus.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today.
No worries.
It's the basically what a Men's Table is. It's a self-organising local group that meet once a month for dinner in a safe, friendly environment, sharing the highs and the lows of life.
So, Bill, it's just Mr. and Mrs. Average. On each table, is there a leader, or does the table just go, oh, we're going bad here all the time? Do you have a leader on each table, or does the table sort of find its own way of talking and set its own agenda?
Yep, so basically at the beginning, when we set up a table, whether it be in Lilydale, Pakenham, anywhere else, the men come along to an entree,
yep,
and we simulate what a night looks like if I'm not there.
Yep.
Upon completion of the entree, we ask the men, is it something that you want to continue with?
Yep.
Hopefully it is. And then from that point, the table is self-managed,
yep,
with me always in the background. So I come every 6 months to a yep year to just check on how everything's going.
Yep.
We speak to the table through their WhatsApp group. We get a monthly table health check report. But yep, to summarise, once they complete the entree, I'm hoping that the table is self-managed.
Yeah, so nobody sets the agenda. Basically, the guys themselves set their own agenda.
Absolutely. So the opportunity to come at, they say, 6:30 at night, order a meal, sit down, and then each of them equally having time to talk about what's going on in their life.
Yep. So I think when you were in last time, you were organising an entree down at Lilydale. Has that got up and running yet, do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lilydale is now affectionately known as MT211,
yeah,
which basically means they're the 211th table numbered.
You've got 211 groups around?
No, we've got close to 250.
Have you?
And yeah, we've got probably 30 or 40 tables that we haven't quite numbered yet, because yep we give each table some time, a few months,
yep,
to get to know one another, yep, establish connection, and once we know that the table's strong and healthy, we number it.
So, Bill, at the moment, have you got any others in the Yarra Valley you're starting up?
Yep. No, I appreciate that question. So we've got the Lilydale table, that's MT211.
Yep.
In the Shire of Cadinia, we have the Pakenham table, which is known as MT163.
Yeah.
Both of those tables are going strong with 10 and 11 men.
Yeah.
And going off your website, if there's any venues out there, any restaurants, pubs, clubs, etc., that have a private room in the Shire of Murrindindi,
yep,
please reach out to me, because we're great to have a table out that way.
Bill, at these facilities, is there normally only one table, or is there more than one table?
Now, normally there's one table, but there are towns, or even Adelaide, for example,
yep,
that the venue has a couple of tables during the month.
Yep. Not necessarily on the one night.
No, definitely not on the one night, because, yep, you know, not all venues have got multiple private rooms.
Yep.
The private room is the key for this to work.
Yep.
Because without that, you know, the conversation wouldn't go to the deeper level that we're hoping that it can.
Yep.
Whilst remembering we want them to talk about the highs as well.
Yep.
So generally, some venues can host multiple tables, but they wouldn't be on the same night.
Yeah. Well, I guess the other problem too, and I'm asking this as a question, not making a suggestion, that I guess if you've got too many there, then the interaction isn't going to be through that table, is it? They're going to talk to other people at other tables, and that's not the concept, is it?
Absolutely not. So in the bistro, it would just be too hard to go to that deep and meaningful conversation.
Yep.
Each table usually has about 12 men. So in this instance, you know, both Lilydale and Pakenham have got between 9 and 11 men.
Yep.
But if a man reaches out and jumps on our website and expresses an interest, and once he completes an entree, and yep, we do an entree via Zoom as well, so a man can just jump on a Zoom meeting,
yep,
listen to who we are, what we've achieved, what we're trying to achieve, our fundamentals.
Yep.
And then if he likes what he hears, I can connect him with the local table to where he lives.
So, Bill, you say the table are about 10 or 12. If someone came along and said, look, I want to join, do they have to wait until someone drops out, or can you extend that table further?
Yeah, and generally the table is, you know, 12.
Yep.
If there's a demand in a certain area where we realise, okay, we need to set up a second table,
yep,
we go ahead and do that.
Yep.
So our the reason why we set up tables is two reasons: demand, yep, in a region, in a suburb, in a town,
yep,
or funding. So a local council, yep, says we would love the table in a particular area, and we go ahead and organise it, etc.
Bill, where did the concept come from?
Yep. So in 2011,
yep,
one of the co-founders, Ben Hughes, was at one of those business networking meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to a stage where he really got to know the men that he was hanging out with for work purposes.
Yep.
And he had the courage to put his hand up and go, hey, fellas, there's other stuff that's going on in my life that I need to talk to, and I really haven't got anyone to talk to about it.
Yep.
The minute he had the courage to put his hand up and say that, there were other men who said, yeah, I can do with something different.
True.
So,
yep.
Yep. So Ben said, well, how about we go out for dinner?
Yep.
They found a private room.
Yep.
They're still meeting, so they're called Men's Table Number One.
Are they? Yeah. Yeah,
there has been some turnover and some change, but yep, the table still exists with a few original members.
Yep.
In 2019, Ben and David's our now CEO,
yep,
turned this into a non-for-profit.
Oh, yes, yep, yep.
And at that point, they had about 20 tables.
Yep.
Now we've got, close to 250. Well, I've got about 240 numbered and probably, yep, working on another 30 and 40, which we haven't quite numbered yet.
Yeah, and until you find that they're settled in as a group, you don't number them.
Absolutely. Yep. Look, each table at its beginning is clunky, you know. Yep. They're still getting to know one another.
And they've got to trust each other for it to work too, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, once they hear a bit about each other and, yep, they realise that they're with men who are there for the same reasons,
yep,
in a safe and confidential room,
yep,
men do open up. They, yeah, do talk about what stuff that's going on in their life.
I must admit, going back many years ago, I was just a dad with a couple of young kids, and I didn't have any problems, but wifey only wants to hear certain things. You can't go and unload and say, oh, this is happening or that's happening, unless it involves the two of you. And I joined a group, nothing to do like this, just a community group. And then I found out over supper, oh, this bloke's got the same problem, or this bloke feels the same way. And blokes won't open up, but I think they will as long as they trust another bloke.
Absolutely. The evidence, yep, is all on our website too to state that.
Yep.
We're getting interest from men daily.
Are you?
Yep. Absolutely. We're getting men saying, oh, is there a table near us? What do I need to do to get to a table? Tell, yep, us more about you, etc. So we know that through time, so this has now been going for 6 years,
yep,
and the tables that are growing is that, yep, men are interested in this space.
Yep.
Sometimes we need to show men how to do it, and that's what we're doing. We're doing, yep, it in a safe environment where you can have a meal,
yep,
and have a different conversation that you would be having with other friends who might be judging you, who might be trying to fix you. And sometimes we don't need that.
And that's one of the problems that I seem to hear from it from time to time, is that if a person tells someone else their problems, they say, yeah, I know how you feel, which they don't, or they say, oh, you've got to try this or you've got to try that. And that may not be what the person often, I think, has the answer to their own problems, but until they start talking about it, they don't realise they've got the answer.
Absolutely. So one of our fundamentals is no fixing unless invited. So,
oh, right.
So I could go into a meeting and go, hey, fellas, I've got something that I need to share. I'm happy to hear some advice.
Yep.
But our key fundamental is no fixing, which means don't fix unless invited.
Don't meddle.
And the way I've worked that out is if you're listening and the man is sharing his story, yep, by the end of it, you've sort of fixed him because you've listened.
Yep.
You haven't fixed him. His shoulders are dropped, he's smiling a little bit more,
yep,
he's shared his story without being judged and fixed, and that's what he was looking for. So, sure, it's really important that one of that fundamentals adhere to.
Yep.
Because I know that after just allowing a man to talk,
yep,
is so important.
Bill, I've just got to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more. Thinking about talking to Bill from Men's Table, and we're talking about how they're set up and what's going on. I guess, first of all, confidentiality between the guys is something that, A, has to be built up, and without confidentiality, it's not going to work, is it, Bill?
No, absolutely. So one of our fundamentals is the table must be safe and confidential.
Yep.
So whatever's said on the night, it's in the vault.
Yep.
You can talk about how the night went for you, to your partner, or yep, all that stuff. It's just putting a name to a story. So confidentiality is crucial, because if you break that trust, the man goes, well, hold on a sec, I shared something pretty close to me.
Yep.
And that trust has been broken. I'm not going to come back. So,
and I guess other people on the table would feel the same. They're going to say, well, if it happened here, it could happen to me.
Oh, totally. Yep. So the great news is that we haven't had any examples of this.
Great.
At the moment that we yep know of yep course. But it's one of the things that we stress at our entree, is that each man must feel safe in the room.
Yep.
Knowing that everything he says is confidential.
It just stays here. The other thing is, Bill, and I talk about this often on this show, about U3A and all that, when people, it's not only when they're at that the meeting, because a lot of people retire and they don't know anyone else, and that's another side of it, but it's when they walk down the street, they run into someone, they can have a coffee and that. So I guess some of these guys, while they might meet on a Tuesday night, we'll say at 6:30 or whatever it might be, at whatever place it is, I guess there's the other opportunity that some of them may even find that they've got interests in common, or that, you know, they meet the, one of the other guys down the street, and hey, let's go and have a coffee. Now, obviously that's not the men's table, but it's still reaction between the guys, isn't it?
Absolutely. So 43% of our men who find us are looking for social connection.
Yep.
But that takes time. You know, that yep takes time to know what other men's interests are, etc.
Yep.
But I've got tables out there who, since they've joined the men's table, they've gone to comedy shows, music gigs.
Have they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But that takes time.
Yep. And not necessarily the whole of the table, I guess, just people on that table that are interested in comedy or whatever.
Absolutely. But the invite goes to all of them. So yep on the WhatsApp group, hey, fellas, there's someone coming into town. Should we go as a group?
Yep.
So they're the kind of communications they have. Some tables have a coffee on a Sunday every the two weeks in between the meetings.
Oh, yeah.
So that's scheduled and organised. But yep, you're right. Walking down the street and seeing someone, you know, it can bring about a random catch-up, which absolutely, if you hadn't joined the men's table, you would have walked past that man not knowing who he was.
Yeah. Now, you just mentioned, how often does the table meet, Bill?
Yep. So they meet once a month.
Once a month.
So, yep, for example, when we set up the entree and we continue to do it, it could be the first Monday of the month, the second Wednesday, the third Wednesday, the third Tuesday, etc.
Yep.
But it's fixed. The reason why it's fixed, imagine trying to coordinate 12 men at the end of the night to say, when are we going to catch up next?
Yep.
So when the man joins, he knows exactly when that table meets, puts it in his diary.
Yep.
And he needs to dedicate that 2.5 hours to him to say, yep, I'm going out for dinner tonight, catch up with like-minded yep men, have a good time, speak whatever he needs to get off his chest, but he knows when it's on because it's fixed.
And if you don't, I mean, that's one of the reasons why Rotary and Lions and all that, they all meet the same, whether it be weekly like Rotary or once a month with Lions, they all meet on the one night, so there's never any dispute. This is your night, and you do it. Otherwise, it's all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing with commitment with us is, if you can't make it, at least you know, okay, I've got to let the guys know, sorry, fellas, I'm on a holiday. I'm sick. The yep family's not away, and I've got to stay at home. Whatever the excuse may be, knowing that your table meets on the first Monday of the month, the second Wednesday of the month, knowing that, yes, that's what I'm going to go,
yep,
but knowing that if it's on that night, you can also excuse yourself.
I was going to ask you that. Now, you've been saying, you've dropped the line a couple of times. We haven't expanded on it yet. You said there's WhatsApp. So does each table, is there a WhatsApp for the whole of men's table, or does each table have their own WhatsApp?
Each table has its own WhatsApp group.
Yep.
If you join the table, it's not compulsory. Some men don't feel comfortable using technology yep or WhatsApp, etc.
Yep.
But the evidence suggests, imagine if you're catching up with someone once a month but there's no interaction in between.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, it's really tough. So yep, so when I started, I implemented it. We were yep doing it, But it's something that builds continued conversation. Yep. It's also an easy way to remind the, hey, blokes, don't forget we're on next Monday.
Yep.
It gives you the opportunity to excuse yourself if you can't make it to the whole group.
Yep.
Hey, does anyone want to catch up for a coffee?
I was just going to say that, or a comedy or whatever. You've got that opportunity to,
yep,
to get to all the members.
And men are sharing memes. They're sharing books they're reading. Has anyone seen this movie? So it's just an opportunity to, yep, have a conversation in between monthly catch-ups.
Bill, do you find that many sort of come along and then they'll miss out for a few weeks and that? Because if too many went out, the table would get so small, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There, yep, is times when, you know, the table has to follow up on men.
Yep.
You know, hey, Bob, why haven't you been to the table?
Yep.
Now, Bob should have said something, but in some instances, Bob doesn't feel comfortable.
Yep.
So basically, the opportunity to reach out and catch up with him.
Yep.
I always say to tables, hey, fellas, if it seems like there's a few of you missing in a particular month and there's only a handful,
yep,
it's still a good catch-up because you get to know one another,
oh, absolutely,
even more, yep, even more closely, because, yep, there's each man can spend a little bit more time on him and talking, yep, about himself.
Yep.
So tables are sort of told just meet every month because also too, if I've got something big to share and I've built up the confidence to come to the table that month,
yep,
and suddenly no one shows up, you've let him down.
Yep, yep.
Right? So just meet. And I know that tables have said, hey, we had a really good time even though there's only three of us or,
yeah,
four of us.
Yeah, it doesn't have to necessarily have a number of people, does it?
Absolutely not. And it's really important that the table understands that,
yep,
that just rock up. You might get home half an hour earlier. That's fine.
Yep.
But it's just that changing behaviour where you fix that time in for you.
Yep.
And the serving of other men as well. That's just as important.
Yep. Bill, what happens, do you find that many people just come along and then drop out, or do you find that more people want to be on well, obviously more want to be on it because, yeah, that's why you're having to build more tables.
Yeah, the reality is that when someone comes to our entree, here's, yep, what we say. They enjoy what they say,
yep,
but until they go into a real-life environment,
yep,
sometimes it does spook them a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, the reality is some men do come for a few months and then realise it's not for them.
Yep.
We encourage them to give it at least 6 months to a year.
Yep.
Because you just don't know
and to get
until you give it a real go.
Yep.
But the reality is, like anything, you know, I'm going to start playing cricket and then realise, oh, no, this is not for me, and stop playing. So
we've all done that.
Yeah. So we know it's part of that, part of the what we do. But I'd rest assured more and more men are really giving it a red hot go.
Yep.
Where they're saying, nah, I'm enjoying this 2.5 hours because it's time spending on me.
Bill, just one quick question. I know you've got to get away. How do you stop, say, somebody who's a bit of a blowhard taking over the whole table and spending all... And they're the only ones that talk, and the others go home and thinking, oh, I didn't get to talk about something.
Yeah, so those kind of discussions we have at the entree, the information night.
Right.
One of our fundamentals is everyone leads. Another one of our fundamentals is that alpha male behaviour is not tolerated at the table. So that is pretty clearly set at the beginning.
Right.
When men come to our entree, information night, you know that they're looking for a different type of conversation.
Yep.
They're looking to meet new men, looking for social connection, etc. So, but to answer your question, it's one of our fundamentals is calling out and the elephant in the room, yep, early. So if a man is alpha male, controlling the room, it's the ability for the men to call out issues early,
right,
and say, hey, Bob, you're trying to fix me or you're controlling the meeting. Remember why we're here, and,
yep,
that it's for everyone to contribute equally and for them to have an equal share.
Good. But, well, that's what you want. Otherwise, the other people will just think, well, I've come along with a problem tonight and he took up all the night and I never got to say a thing, does it?
Absolutely. And if you, yep, don't call it out, chances are that you're just going to walk out disgruntled,
yep,
and go, oh, this is, they're not listening to me, they're not involving me, this is probably not for me, I won't come back.
Yep.
But if you can call out the issue,
yep,
and have it in a nice way, and communicate with one another in a nice manner.
It doesn't have to be a fight, does it?
No. And you refer back to our fundamentals.
Yep.
So our fundamentals is go beyond banter, commitment, membership matters, safe and confidential, and everyone leads. So if you don't have that opportunity to have your go, maybe the first time, the second time, well, then the third time, again, you don't have a go, you won't come back.
No, you just won't. You just won't because you'll think, well, I've just wasted my night.
Yeah, and those at tables also know that they can reach out to me if they haven't got the confidence to do it themselves.
Yep.
They can reach out to me being the regional host.
Yep.
And I can bring it up with the table in a nice, subtle way to say, remember the fundamentals. Everyone needs to lead, but everyone needs to have a go.
Yep. And not to judge.
Not to judge, not to fix, not to be alpha.
Yeah, just to listen, aren't they? And unless someone says, well, guys, what can I do here?
Yeah, but people could be talking about great experiences that's happened in that month and talking about how they're feeling.
Yep.
But other times they could be talking about problems. They could be talking about a recent holiday they had a great time on.
Yep.
And it's made me refreshed and feel better and had a good time with the partner and the kids, etc. So it's the highs and lows as well.
Yeah, because I guess a bit of what I've been talking about more is the lows. I guess the highs are just as important, aren't they?
Well, how many times have you had some great experiences? You know, you've had children, grandchildren, promotion at work, but you've really got no one to share it with.
Yep.
And sometimes you want to say, hey, guess what? Like, I'll give you an example for me.
Yep.
Right, having played cricket for a long time, like I contributed in the grand final a couple of years ago, but I really haven't got anyone to share it with. But I made sure I shared it with my blokes at the table because it made me feel like, oh, yeah, I contributed to a premiership. I did really well.
Yeah.
Sharing those is just as important as sharing, hey, fellas, I've got a situation at work that I would just like to pass by you.
And I guess the other thing, if you're only going to continue to do the lows, people are going to walk away themselves feeling awfully low, aren't they, even if they turned up feeling really happy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sharing on how you're feeling then and then.
Yep.
And we're hoping that there are highs and lows in your life. Well, we're not hoping for the lows, but there will be.
Yep.
But the ability to share it with someone is really important, and it's just a different environment. You know, blokes speaking with blokes, etc. And, you know, the evidence is in the pudding to say that men are looking for this by the number of tables we've got and the interest we're getting. So if you're interested, just jump on our website.
I was going to say, I know you're getting it away, so give us your website and everything, please, Bill.
www.themenstable.org. Jump on the line. There's a space there where you can express an interest. Obviously, it'll come to me, and then we'll come up with a plan on completing an entree, because that way at least you listen to make sure that's exactly what you're looking for.
Yep.
And once it is what you're looking for, we'll find a table that's most closest to you.
Yep. Or if you get enough interest in the area, you'll look at starting another table.
Absolutely. You know, King Lake, for example, and all those areas out in the Murrindindi region, we're trying to cover up as many catchments as possible.
Yep.
We haven't got one out there, so if there's men out there that are interested, reach out and let's work on one together.
Up around Kinglake. All right, so you go to the website again?
Website, www.themenstable.org. Express an interest and someone will be in contact.
All right, thanks, Bill. I know you got it your way. Thanks for your time, and I hope we'll talk to you again, because I know it's a great project.
No, I appreciate the time.
No worries, thanks.